RMT and ALF, rail strikes must escalate and coordinate. Train operating company RMT members show determination to fight on. West Midlands RMT member. Despite some slight modifications as a result of our strike action, the employer's proposals remain completely unacceptable. The agenda remains to embark on a cost-cutting exercise, slashing costs through a tax on the jobs, pay and conditions of railway workers at the sharp end. The heaviest burden will land on future railway employees, as the documents propose new starters will have worse annual leave and sick pay, among other items. Of course, the mass closure of ticket offices will hit disabled and vulnerable people hardest, while decimating our members' jobs. Real inflation. The most recent pay offer is 5% for 2022 and an additional 4% for 2023, if the proposed cuts are accepted. However, the cost of living crisis rumbles on. With real inflation still over 10%, this offer falls way short of what is needed to preserve our spending power. Our system of privatized railways is utterly dysfunctional, with private firms leeching billions of pounds in profits. First Group, one of the worst offenders, boasted to shareholders that the current franchising system poses no revenue risk and very limited cost risk. Workers are the ones who are expected to make sacrifices. That's why we have to step up our demand for a nationalization of the railways, and for political representatives who will fight for it. The RMT Rail Union's recent ballot results shows that members are up for the fight. RMT must take best advantage of this by launching a renewed campaign to rally members across the country, combined with a new program of strike dates. The leaderships of Drivers Union ALF and RMT need to put any past differences aside and convene a special council of the national executives at a national leadership level to discuss and coordinate our campaigns for the maximum pressure on the employers and government for a decent settlement to the dispute. The formation of committees of local and regional reps of both unions to discuss the dispute would be a step forward to making this happen. This battle is about the future of the railway and the quality of the jobs of those employed on it.